You're listening to the Last Man In Podcast. Covering Winnipeg hockey and the NHL.
Scheifele dances his way in. Scheifele scores!
Welcome back to Last Man In Podcast, episode 201. This is long overdue, as apparently we didn't have one last week.
3 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
So,
oh my bad.
There is a lot to talk about. So obviously we're going to finish up the regular season, or finish up the playoffs, talk a little bit about the drama that's occurred since then, talk about trades, talk about what GMs are doing, coach stuff. But first, before we get to that, I believe today marks, or at least this time of year marks,
yep,
our 4-year anniversary of doing this. So we got together probably 4.5 years ago when we talked about doing something relative to this. And it's been something that we've all enjoyed doing for the last 4 years. It's been a lot of fun. However, there's been a lot of changes in our lives recently. Dan's getting married, I'm moving out, accepted a new job that's taking a lot of my time, and Cam's just...
I have 7 kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's been tough to juggle. It's been tough to juggle the last 2 weeks when, yeah, I guess that one time in Fargo really caught up to me.
Yeah.
Dan was
all
there.
All from the same girl, or are they 7 different kids from 7 different women?
There's 5 different women, 2 dudes. I guess I adopted a bunch of kids too. I don't, it's a situation.
And that's why Cam quit drinking.
Well, that's why Cam started drinking.
Well, I'm back on the wagon.
he quit until
so with all this, we came to the decision about a month ago that the podcast will end, and today will be the final episode.
Yep.
So,
yep. Thank God.
Yeah,
I'm sick of seeing your faces. Yeah, I said it. I went there. Screw the Eagles. Screw the Vikings. And the Flyers.
Hey, I don't have to say screw the Falcons. They do that to themselves daily. They're awful.
Did you see what Kevin Neal did last year in the NFC Championship game?
Hey, it's fine. You know what I liked about that game the best? It was over 5 minutes. Like, for the Vikings, it was over five minutes into the quarter. And I was like, well, now I just get to watch this city burn.
See, I did not like the Falcon-Eagle game because Falcons were what? They were first in goal with, what, a minute to go? And they had 4 plays to get in the end zone. I was like, hey, game's over. Done. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
But,
no, they don't have but well, in 4 years... All it, one
I
of our teams won a championship.
Yep.
One. They did it, though. They did it. It's okay. Oh, no, wait. Giants? 18? Yeah, they would have just won. So the San Francisco Giants would have won one. Dan,
Cubs.
Eagles.
Cubs.
Allegedly.
Cubs.
Rockies, Twins.
I've been to a game. It counts.
You did. Yeah,
I've been to a game.
If you've been to a game, if you're a team, it counts.
It counts.
Yeah.
It counts. I then took over all that pain that fan base has endured. But, no, so before we get started, obviously, thank everybody for the tremendous support over the last 4 years. We're going to finish today as where we started, which is talking about the draft. Obviously, the draft has not happened yet, so we'll touch on that last. So, first and foremost, I think we got to talk about...
We might be able to do some live...
Draft stuff?
Live draft.
No.
It starts at 6, doesn't it?
Does it start at 6?
Yeah, because it's in Dallas.
So it starts 6.
But why would they start at 5 o'clock local time? Well, whatever.
No,
if it
they
starts,
would start.
It starts.
No, Dallas is central time.
Dallas
so it starts
is central,
6 central.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then they have to follow
everything
the Eastern
goes
bias,
Eastern
right?
Time, so.
Yeah.
That damn East. So, yeah, we can do our first live draft. But yeah, first, we got to talk about the greatest championship celebration in the history of ever.
Yeah, Vegas really pulled through.
No,
the
Toronto Marlies.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Did you see all their players dancing on the bars and dancing on the tables?
No.
Oh, well,
and
they
on
did
social
that.
Media. I don't see this stuff.
Well,
I honestly haven't seen a single
I have to
thing
I had to
winning.
Get off social media because, again, my 7 kids, my 8 spouses, I don't know. It's
a bunch of sister wives and husbands?
If in Utah, yeah, I'm going to start my own sports team and call them the Utah Bunch of Wives. Yeah, Steve Dangle quote there.
I'm curious. Are you going to have your own TLC show now?
Oh.
Or is this going to be a History Channel show?
Probably, yeah, History Channel.
Or A&E.
TLC is a little too much knowledge that I want to really dumb it down.
Or are you going to be the next
I think
contestant
you're
on
much
90 Day
TLC.
Fiancé? I feel
Which
like 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, is that the Russian one?
No.
Or like where the mail order brides?
It's not mail order brides. It's people they meet online who want to move to America and marry these people they've never met in person before.
It's people who want to get rich fast. So they're like, okay, just marry this person after 90 days. We don't care what you do after, but we'll give you a bunch of money. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, except for the foreigners don't get paid until, like, the people that get brought in, they don't get paid until they get married.
Until the 90 day.
Yeah, exactly. And then they finally start getting paid by TLC.
The fact you guys know about this frightens
me. You know what?
It is day one of me hearing
when you're in a relationship, you find out a lot of stuff you don't want to know about. And this is the mild end of it.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? This. You know what the problem is?
You know what? I can tell you word for, like, event for event what happened on Grey's Anatomy this season. Did I watch it? No.
The problem is I got into watching 90 Day Fiancé, and then what happens is you watch it on YouTube, and then you just fall down a TLC wormhole. I started watching My 600-Pound Life, and I just started feeling immensely better about myself, but terrible for these other people.
As they're eating Cheetos.
Is it bad that every time I went to the gym, and I was on the ARC trainer, that My 600-Pound Life show was on? And it made me feel even worse for these people.
That's morbid. That's weird. It's good motivation. Oh, no.
So we are called the anti-600-pound gym. Meaning we put this show on loop every single day
to
motivate these people. Yeah, exactly.
That's how Dan knows he's holding his pace because he's like, all right, 4K. Here we go. The first commercial break. Come on.
Not to be rude, but it was a kick in the butt.
Yeah, for me absolutely. To get going.
Well, yeah, because you look at it and you're like, I don't want to end up there ever. And like, there's a very popular YouTuber that just had gastric bypass, and he's lost a ton of weight.
Boogie
to 988.
Yeah.
Who is just, he's a good role model for it, but he also says, you know, don't ever be like me. Don't ever aspire.
You don't get to the point where you have to have it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but at the same time, it makes you feel good to see people
wanting to do change.
Well, being able to do it.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the end of every episode of My 600-Pound
Life? I have never watched the end of one. It's just two or 3 minute clips, that's it. It's just two or 3 minute clips on YouTube. And like you watch it and like it's the most depressing shit. It's like I can't sit in the front seat of my car, so I have to sit in the trunk of like an SUV and have like a seatbelt over top of me. And then I have to get help to get into, I can't even use the scooters inside the supermarkets because they're not wide enough for me, and I have to have a helper because I can't go down the aisles in the supermarket. But I love shopping because I get to see all the food.
It's not,
and then imagine
it's not always a happy show either.
It's not.
Well, like, there's
ones that go through it and they like literally like the doctor's like, you need, okay, like for you to do this surgery, you need to do this, you need to like you have to lose this much weight, you have to go on a diet, you have to exercise this much, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, and it sucks, because you feel bad for them, because they get through, it'll be like 6 months later, I'll go see the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, well, have you been doing this? And the guy's like, yep, really hasn't, and the doctor knows, and it's just, it sucks, because these people, you know, they want to get better, but it's hard.
Have you guys heard about the new TLC show?
No.
I don't watch TLC. Why are we talking about TLC?
Because Greg's on a weird kick, and I'll go.
It's the last hour we're spending together. Well, not forever, but like...
Forever!
On air, do you want to talk about TLC?
Yes.
Hold on.
It's the new TLC show. It's called My Drunk Life. Its first episode is on the Washington Capitals and their Stanley Cup championship.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true, by the way. That's not an actual show.
So you mean Ovi?
Yes, Ovechkin, who... Okay, let's get to it. Washington Capitals won the 2018 Stanley Cup Final. Congratulations.
To me, because who picked them to win?
Yeah, but it was because I had to go against them with Vegas, because I picked Vegas.
I had no confidence in that pick when I made it.
No, I neither.
I figured, you know what? I won the third round.
Yeah,
Win Vegas? I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah.
That's what I did with Nashville, except I had to accept the role of Nashville last year. No, not Nashville.
No, you picked Pittsburgh two straight years because you're like...
Yeah.
Because
you had your heel turn last year. Yeah. Where you were Nashville till the week of.
Yeah, and then you guys both went Nashville. So I was like, well, I mean, odds are in my favor if I go Pittsburgh.
But it wasn't even that you just like picked them to win. All of a sudden you hate Nashville.
Hopped the wagon so hard.
There's no hopping. I don't even talk about it. Anyways, wait. Ovechkin won the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. He is only the third player to win 3 Art Rosses and a Conn Smythe.
And he's just a fifth player in the last 25 years to score 15 goals in a single postseason, joining who, Greg? You should be able to name all of these.
Well, that's the most.
They're all in our lifetime. All of them.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, Gretzky in 93. Pavel Bure in 94. Joe Sakic, 96. Sidney Crosby, 2009. But just also, he is only the fourth European to win the Conn Smythe.
Did you also know he's the first Russian captain to ever win the Stanley Cup?
Really?
First Russian to captain his team to a Stanley Cup victory.
Who are the other Europeans who won?
Who are the other Europeans that won?
There's another Russian and two Swedes.
To get the Conn Smythe?
Yeah.
Nick Lidstrom.
Correct. Same team as Lidstrom. A couple years
Henrik later. Zetterberg.
Yep.
And then... there's one more?
Yeah. He's Russian.
Do I get team?
I'll give you conference. Eastern Conference. And it's recent. Like, you saw this happen.
What country is he from?
Well, Russia.
Oh! Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was nuts. Yeah. Only 4 euros in, but from two countries.
You also have to think, too, this invasion has really been embraced in this era of hockey.
Well, the NWA will always be embraced. So I mean, when the invasion angle happens, everyone lost their minds. You can't go without an episode without wrestling.
Oh!
We made it! We did it!
Okay. What have we thought about the Ovi celebrations while they happened? They kept happening during the NHL Awards, too.
That was hilarious. I mean, like, I felt... seeing him lift the cup, I'm glad I saw it live, because he deserved it. I mean, that's, like, I don't know how anyone can be mad about that happening. Unless you're a Penguins fan, you can't get it off your high horse, but...
I wish it would have happened earlier, because they were good enough to be... They've had teams good enough to have a dynasty, and I'd love to see they would talk.
Didn't we call this, too? Didn't we say, like...
Wouldn't it be hilarious if this was the year they won?
Well, no, didn't we say that, like, you know, they've been favored the last two or three years, they win the President's Trophy, and then didn't we kind of say, like, yeah, watch them, like, the year no one gives them a chance?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
on
they
Twitter.
Still won their division, but yeah. I picked against them.
I picked against them in the first round.
You know, like, and we had all given up on them, and...
Yeah. Bunch of misfits, those guys. But
they're golden.
I have never seen, like, when Ray Bourque won, there's still not a more emotional Stanley Cup win than watching Ray Bourque win his first
one. I remember watching that with my dad and my grandpa.
2001?
Or no, my...
You know what? The famous ESPN call.
This one was close.
Exactly. And, like, the difference was when Ray Bourque got it, he got it from a pass from Joe Sakic. You could feel the emotion, like, in him. And he just didn't kind of bring that outward. With Ovechkin, you felt every emotion he had because everything he showed. Like, everything from this entire playoffs, there was just something magical about what he did. From the emotion he showed this year, he took the team on his back and he became everything that people thought he was going to be when he came in the league and more. Like, this incredible leader. He was blocking shots, played great defensively, scoring big goals, playing very hard minutes and being physical, and he was everything. And watching him before he won the Stanley Cup turn to his fans, to his team, and just, like, literally yell and, like, shaking his fists and just the pure amount of passion there. And when he lifted that cup, there's very, very few things that can, like, instantly make
honestly, too, like, the handoff to Backstrom, and he had to help him lift the cup up because he had a broken hand.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Except a lot of people didn't know he had a broken hand at the time, why is Ovi still touching it?
But you could tell, because Ovi gave it to him, but then he was like holding on to it. You could tell.
He's this is 30 pounds, Alex.
You could tell. Like, and for those two guys who, you know, start their careers together and to finally do it with the same team.
And you have guys like, you know, you have other guys who've won before. You have a guy like Brooks Orpik who comes in and was supposed to be this shutdown defenseman, really played well in the playoffs. Brayden Holtby didn't even start the beginning of the playoffs. He gets a cup. And I think the other storyline obviously has to be Barry Trotz getting his first cup.
That was great.
Because there's been this notion that he can't win. And he finally did it. And unfortunately, they weren't able to retain him. And he signed a 5-year deal with the New York Islanders.
That was a quick turn. How did that happen?
So he was actually his contract was up with the Washington Capitals, but there was a clause in there that if they won the cup, he would get extended for 2 years. But he just said no because...
But it was an extension. I think he was making 1.5, and I think it only bumped him up 300,000.
300,000.
No, 800,000, I think.
No, it went from, I think it went from 1.8.
So he would have been making 1.8.
Yeah.
Oh. 2 more years. Yeah. He clearly thought he was worth more, and I think he is.
Reportedly, so it's like,
essentially.
They couldn't negotiate the contract higher. Like, Washington couldn't spend that much, and it sounds like, from what we're hearing, about $4 million per year.
Four and a half?
I thought it was four.
Maybe four. Four
but
and a half.
Either way.
Hey, you know what? It may have taken him 20 years to win the Stanley Cup. Every team he coached was good.
Yeah.
I mean, he only coached two teams, but more often than not, those two teams were good.
And they made the playoffs for the most part.
So if he can't make this Islander team good, then nobody can. That's my, yeah.
Okay.
What is this?
That's the new Hurricanes jersey.
Oh, alternate. Thirds are back, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, they're back this year. Jets are going to...
Wait,
Jets
Nick?
Might...
Nick? Get a jersey, man.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I don't mind.
It's yeah, it's.
I don't
it's
get what the logo's supposed
thirds
to be,
are back. I wonder what the Jets will look like. I haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. Have not seen it.
Yeah, but seriously.
The
if,
internet, maybe you can find it there.
If Barry Trotz can't make the Islanders a good team, then nobody can.
Wait. If the Canes are debuting it now, are they doing. Is every team going to release a third at the draft?
I'm not sure.
Oh,
they should get the
buddy.
Guys up in them.
I want to see the Jets one in person.
Okay.
I think I saw the Jets one.
You can tell
sure.
me off air, but
no, I found it on the internet, so I don't know how real it is or not.
I'm just looking through Twitter right now.
Okay,
sure
that's fine. I'll see if
date.
I got. Yeah.
So obviously, Washington Capitals win.
Greatest party of all time.
Greatest party. They have not had a sober moment yet.
They went to the Nationals game. They
Ovi
swam
in
a pond.
Jimmy Fallon. No, he didn't swim in a pond. He swam in a fountain with other members of the...
Do you know what I love,
TJ Oshie invented this weird jersey chug thing.
Do you know what I loved? During the game, they did, like, a pan. Like, you know how, like, between pitches, they'll just, like, pan the crowd? They, like... So, pitch went. They started panning the crowd.
Oh, to Ovechkin.
They go past the skybox, and Ovi's just standing with a cup above his head. Like, he didn't even know there's a camera on him, but he's just literally standing there. And it's, just, like, a far shot.
Woo!
It's just, it was...
Woo!
Seriously, it was a daily update of him, what he was doing. Like, I'm pretty sure he was drunk for a week.
Oh,
straight.
A week? More than that?
Yeah.
He's probably going to Russia drunk to go watch
but
World Cup soccer.
It was hilarious. So funny.
What else? Oh! Wait, are we going to stay on? Is there anything more in playoffs you want to
mention?
The one, nothing.
Okay, sorry, the one celebration was the TJ Oshie and his dad. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah.
His dad was the... diagnosed with dementia, I believe. And his dad, like, at 48, so, like, very young. But his dad was actually there with them, and they got to celebrate together, and they got to hold the cup together, and it was...
That pulls at your heartstrings.
Oh, it was...
He's like...
It was, yeah.
He goes to his dad, like, he has a very emotional interview with Scott Oak, just talking about his dad and his dementia, and he's like, you know, my dad doesn't remember a lot, but he's gonna remember today. And he goes to his... hugs his dad, and, like, there's an audible moment. I guess there's just a microphone around. And he's like, you're going to remember this. And he's like, I'll never forget this.
Oh, jeez.
And it's just like, you're like, onions!
It was rough.
And you're just...
It was up
like,
there with the Connors Cure video.
From the WWE. Duh, I can't. They showed it every live event for 4 years. I love Connor. Don't get me
every
wrong.
Once in a
love
while,
everything
if I'm
to
feeling
do
this
it.
Really, like, sad, I'm like, you know what? Let's watch it.
No, oh yeah,
bring it.
Yeah. Oh, it's rough, but oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Oh, that one's a rough. I have to leave. Last time we left, we waited. We waited until it ended, and then we walked into our seats.
Okay.
All right. So
I have to ask Cam though. How did it feel to see Tom Wilson finally raise the Stanley Cup?
Woo! Tom Wilson.
I haven't seen. Woo! I haven't seen him do it, and I never will.
Woo!
Never will.
You know what's great? He's a Stanley Cup champion.
You know what? We all hurt. Okay. You know why? Dan, are you going to buy an XL 19? Because I've been told someone's on the cover that you're a big fan of.
I will probably buy it when it's like $20 in February, like I always do.
NHL 19. Cover athlete PK Subban. But also, you can get the Wayne Gretzky edition. Somebody said, they're like, I can't believe they didn't come out with this edition. It's a picture
how funny
of Ovi holding the cup, and it's just drunk edition.
How funny is it going to be if he gets traded before the season starts? Because he's...
on the trade bait board.
It's out there.
What?
But it's because...
What?
It's, okay. PK Subban is a movable piece because of the fact they have so much defensive depth.
Well,
that, and he's also...
And it's starting to creep out that...
He's not.
They don't like him very much.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I have heard nothing.
Yeah.
This is
okay, well, there's always
more.
That talk in Montreal that like the
players
he rubbed a lot of the players the wrong way.
Yeah.
You're starting to hear that in Nashville now.
Oh,
it's his very old...
It's the flamboyant. It's just who he is.
It's his personality.
He's a big character.
Exactly.
Okay.
And like, it's not that a lot of these guys aren't like... you can be a character like Ovi. Like, Ovi's a character. Bufflin's a character. But sometimes, I've been very supportive of PK, but I think there is some things that he can turn into being more of a team guy.
There's being a character, and there's being a guy with character.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
And if you're going to be a character, you got to have character. And I mean,
that cat almost jumped on my head.
I don't know, but judging by watching him play in the playoffs against the Jets, he's kind of a baby.
Okay, so...
Uh-oh, update. Live update.
This isn't official yet, but it looks like, according to Bob McKenzie, Colorado is going to land Philip Grubauer.
No! How's Philadelphia going to get Grubauer? I wanted him.
So, okay, and guys? this is a move for Washington to sign John Carlson.
Okay.
But I want to do a check-in with our favorite Canadian GMs today.
Oh, dude!
Just one.
We haven't talked about Carlson Hoffman.
I know we haven't.
Are we talking about that now?
We're going to talk about... No, we're going to talk about our second favorite Canadian GM.
It's Peter Chiarelli.
Mark Bergevin.
If you guys want updates to it, did just come out. John Tavares is going to decide tomorrow whether he's staying or going free agency.
John, don't do this.
Okay, quick. Yes or no? Free agency or sign with Islanders?
I think he's staying. With Lamoriello and now Trotz, I think he's going to stay.
Don't Stamkos me free agency. Come on.
Free agency. Free agency.
You want him to go to Miami or Vegas?
Vegas. Or Colorado, they can afford it.
I want Vegas to get him with Carlson, and then we can just all be fans of Vegas.
Hey, it could happen.
It could. And the other thing, too, is he could still go to Toronto, guys.
They can't afford him.
They can afford him. They'll make it work.
No.
Okay.
Dubas said he'll get creative.
Guys,
what are you going to do? Trade?
Cyberbully them.
I didn't want to do this. Greg, I didn't want to do this.
Because you're going to cyberbully your own players.
No, you cyberbully other teams. You cyberbully Gary Bettman to say, you raise that cap, you monster. Yeah, that's what you do. Because apparently people cyberbully people in the NHL.
Actually,
we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Over a million Canadian kids get cyberbullied every month.
Do you know what?
It's a new commercial.
A part of your thing, though, is
the one doing it.
No, a part of the thing is you choose to be cyberbullied. You choose to be cyberbullied. You put yourself out there on the internet, you're choosing to get cyberbullied.
Secret time, that's why I left social media on top of my spouse.
So if I walk outside, I'm putting myself at risk for murder?
Yes, now you're thinking again.
Because there I walk outside.
How dare you?
Jeez.
That was a paraphrase, Damien Cox quote.
That you choose to cyberbully?
Yeah, that was on the Eric Carlson.
The only thing accurate about Damien Cox is
Kanye West? Oh, slavery is a choice. Okay, Kanye.
I'm pretty sure it's the opposite of a choice.
It was the opposite of a choice.
No, I was saying, what is he, Kanye West?
Last time I checked, Kanye West isn't exactly a good human being.
Hey!
Whoa! What?
You just... That's racist.
Don't you put that... No, no, hold on. Why? That's not racist. You just said nothing about
his... I said nothing about his...
Why is he not a good person?
I'm just kidding.
I just look at anything he's done in his life. There you go.
Whoa! What? He's...
Nope, Dance Maddie didn't get the newest drop of the Yeezy, so I'm going to put it on that.
The new what?
Okay, hockey. Yeah. Refocus. We've gone from TLC to Kanye to...
Okay, hockey.
Hockey.
Maybe it's a good thing, this is the last
time.
We're losing our minds.
Yeah, we've just gone off the rail. There's no...
Who knew our first episode was going to be the best one? And the last one's going to be the worst one.
So this is the most fun one I've had.
You think you progress at some point.
No, never.
There's just been regression.
You hit a point and then it's just... Flatline.
Our podcast should just been we're regressing. Tune in this week to regression.
That'll be the name of this episode. Regressed. /thanks THANX.
We're the Edmonton Oilers. We just regress. We're Milan Lucic's career. Regress.
Hey, they want to move him, and it's not for monetary issues.
Sure.
Oh my ass, it isn't.
Who said that contract was a good one to sign?
Peter Schrim.
You know, it's ironic that they're claiming that the reason they don't want to move him is monetary issues, and the reason that they're not going to be able to move him is because it's monetary issues.
Well,
he makes too much money.
Who's that one?
And he's not very good anymore.
Hey, Farron Haas, and you're part of a parking lot.
Oh! We've now hit another thing. Cam singing on the podcast.
Always.
That's a staple.
So, okay. Here we go. Live update. Hold on. Friend of the show, Matt Draper, says, Grubauer Orpik for Colorado second rounder.
Ooh. Wow. That is nothing.
Grubauer.
Yeah, it literally just popped up on my phone.
So you know what that
means? Look at that. Matt's faster than the update.
So you know what that means? Buddy. John Carlson's staying now.
Yeah, John Carlson's
staying. Because that's a lot of salary.
That's a lot of salary. That is really good.
I'm pretty sure Orpik was over five.
So, Caps get Avalanche second round pick in exchange for Grubauer and Orpik. The 47th pick is good work by McCollum. So that's the GM.
Do you not feel like the Avs gave up? Actually, no.
Avs didn't give up a lot. They have
Grubauer could be very good.
They need the help in net.
And Varlamov gets hurt like three times a year.
Yeah, they need it.
Once for domestic issues.
And by the way, guys, this is the second time that Colorado Avalanche have gone to Washington Capitol goalie.
What number does Grubauer wear?
31, I believe.
Good.
I think
so.
What's 44 minus 31?
It's not 9.
Good.
It's
oh
seven.
My God, my
heart. No, it's 13. It's 13.
Orpik fits in right with their mediocre decor. It's great.
Hey, okay. How dare you? You don't want to see Orpik and Eric Johnson just toe her down.
Against the Jets, I'd love to see that.
You're going to see it.
Okay.
Go.
Focus. Yeah. Orpik's actually right-handed D, so that won't happen. Okay, focus.
It's Colorado.
Let's talk. Our favorite GM, or our second favorite Canadian GM, Mark Bergevin, traded away Alex Galchenyuk for Max Domi. Because why? We got to find a first line center. What do we need? A first line center. When do we need it? 5 years ago. Have they gotten it yet?
What do they still need? A first line center. When are they getting it? Never.
Do you want to know what else our second favorite GM, Canadian GM, is doing?
I'm so scared of them.
Do you know what else he's doing?
I don't know.
Apparently, reports are linking them to Jack Johnson. Because you know what else they need? An overpriced defense.
You're buying out Eric Carl Olsner. Why are you bringing in another one? They're thinking about buying out Carl Olsner. Why are you bringing in another Carl Olsner? What are you doing?
Well, not to mention that.
Why?
Not to mention that.
He needs the money.
Wait, maybe.
They're also interested in another overpaid gem, Ryan O'Reilly.
And they're also...
How dare Philly's in on that too?
$7.5 million he makes. Have fun with that.
We already got two of those contracts.
It would at least be able to make them feel better because they're like, well, he's making first-line center money. He may not be a first-line center.
That is just madness.
So like, here's also a weird thing. 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I can't remember. I'll say 5 years ago. The Colorado Avalanche had four centers. They were Matt Duchene, Ryan O'Reilly, and Paul Stastny, along with Nathan MacKinnon. Three of those guys are... Paul Stastny's still pretty good. Matt Duchene's looking to get out of Ottawa, and most frank, probably going to get moved out of Ottawa. Ryan O'Reilly's probably going to get moved out of Buffalo. Who would have guessed that Paul Stastny's the one that's like, out of the three that got moved, in the best position out of the three?
I would have picked O'Reilly, absolutely, or Duchene.
I would have picked either or, right? Yeah.
But to be fair, until Stastny kind of came to the Jets and kind of
no, that's true. You're right.
Bigger. Like I mean,
when that trade was made,
everyone was kind of like, okay,
yeah.
No. And now it's the point where everyone's like, well, you have to keep him.
Yeah,
you know.
So. Okay,
maybe our podcast is the Antichrist to Montreal because ever since we started in the podcast, they've been awful. We can't stop them.
We can't stop.
What if they get Tavares and Stastny in the offseason? What if they get him tomorrow? Like
my heart,
it's done.
My heart, I'm done. I'll walk out. I'll walk off the earth. Well, it's flat, right?
Song?
Yeah,
it is. It is flat.
The earth,
hey, Uncle Drew thinks it's flat. I think it's flat. I have Uncle Drew's shoes. I have to support him.
Yeah,
let me have
him. Okay, Galchenyuk, Domi trade. What do we think of this?
Confusing. I don't.
Well, my favorite.
You need a better center, so you trade your best center for a winger. I don't know, has regressed quite a bit in the last 2 years.
Has 18 goals in the last 2 years.
And he had He had 30 his first year?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, they just
Hey.
And they just extended him too.
I like Domi. I think he's a good player, but...
For 2.5?
For what they gave up and
What was Domi's contract? Do you mind looking that up, please?
For what they gave up and for what they need,
The problem that I have with it is they didn't address a need. Obviously, one thing they're able to do is they move some cap off because I think Domi's making less than $3 million over the 2 years. that they re-signed him for, and Galchenyuk was set to make around 5.2 or 4.5. I can't remember. Also look up Galchenyuk's contract, but regardless, they move some cap off their books so they can sign somebody like Jack Johnson. I don't know.
It is a 3.15 hit for 2 years.
And what is Galchenyuk? Either way, they wanted to move salary off their books. However, when the team that trades the other team, so Montreal in this case, says, we don't have any centers in our system. We need centers. And the team, so you trade a guy, and the team, and the guy you just traded to the team comes out and says, well, that Alex Galchenyuk guy, we're going to play him at center. And Galchenyuk then says, I'm excited to play center. It's mind-boggling how it's almost like they're, like Montreal says, this is where we believe you are, and we're not going to move you out of that. Like, your winger Galchenyuk, your winger Alex, you're not going to do anything else. And it's like they get in their heads, they're too stubborn to move out of it.
Well, and it kind of seems like they committed to, like, they basically flat out said last year, you know, we're going to get rid of him. So it's almost like they felt that because they came out and committed to it, that they had to follow through with it. And I don't think it's bad that they got rid of him. I just don't think the trade that they made for him was the right deal.
Yeah.
Every move they've made since we've been talking about Montreal for every podcast forever doesn't make sense.
I mean, you know what? He'll fit in nicely in Arizona because they're building a young team.
They are building a...
And Phil Kessel was saying if they're going to trade him, he'd love to go play for Rick Tocchet. I'm like, oh my... Right off into the sunset.
Phoenix or Arizona?
Damn it.
The one thing, like, they re-signed Antti Raanta, which is, okay, that's fine.
Ekman-Larsson verbally agreed to eight years, eight mil per.
I thought it was 8.25.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, you know what? Until it's on paper.
True. But the thing is I think that you're participating in good faith there. I honestly believe, personally, that the Coyotes underachieved last year, and I think they're going to only continue to go upwards. They have Bellows, too?
Kiefer Bellows?
Yeah.
Lawson
Kraus.
Kiefer Bellows. Clayton Keller.
They were actually one of the hottest teams in the league after the All-Star break. They were just so bad the first part of the year that they still finished.
And Raanta was hurt for a good portion of
this. A healthy Jacob Chychrun, because he got injured last year.
They're coming up.
I forgot that Jacob Chychrun was gifted to them. The same way that Timothy Liljegren was gifted to the Leafs. But
13th overall, something like that.
He dropped to 17th or something. Yeah, and he was a top five pick.
Look at Colorado. Colorado took Tyson Yost over Chychrun. Chychrun is on the board.
You're right.
I understand it was a need that they wanted, I guess.
But Tyson Yost has also looked very good.
Absolutely.
It would have been different if they picked somebody that hasn't developed. You know, that would be a Montreal Canadian move. Say, we don't want this guy because character issues, even though I don't think that's why Chychrun fell. But.
Right. I don't know if we're going to get there, so I'll say it when we get there.
Okay.
No, in regards to... I have nothing else to say about Montreal Canadiens, and you'll never hear me say about it again.
The one thing I do, I'll say this, is Montreal Canadiens might be the most interesting team from, like, end of the regular season until... like July 15th, because they always do stupid stuff, which I am a fan of.
It's fun to watch from afar.
Yeah. Well, it's good to not be a fan of them.
Who was the guy who played for Montreal and then got traded to Vancouver? And he like crashed his truck? Wasn't that O'Reilly?
Cassian.
Thanks.
Looks like Colorado is going to try to move Orpik or buy him out because they have the cap space to do it. But he doesn't want to play there, and they're fine with that.
Colorado didn't want to do this.
Ottawa is keeping their pick this year.
Yeah.
That was the other deal.
Okay, let's talk
Ottawa.
We're
here. We're here.
Okay. First, Erik Karlsson and his wife. I can't think. What's her name? Melinda.
Sure.
Yes. It's Melinda.
It's Melinda? Okay.
They lost a child earlier this year.
Axel.
And they were subject to a lot of harassment on Instagram. As well as Twitter, I believe.
And text, too.
I think text as well. Thing was it came out a couple... it was everywhere. Like, everywhere.
Harassed.
It came out that it was Mike Hoffman's girlfriend, fiance, that was the source of this. Which insistently called for, holy crap, what the hell's going on in Ottawa? The next question is... there was a trade on the table for Mike Hoffman to come to the Jets. Do you think that Dorian would have told Cheveldayoff about it, or if Cheveldayoff knew about it.
I thought he said no to going to come to Winnipeg.
He did no say no, but it was like it was accepted until it was just contingent on him coming here. Do you think Dorian would have let that slip?
I don't know if it would have let it slip. I think that's more of a common, like, when it's a...
Okay. So he wouldn't tell him
it's a Hoffman issue, but it's an issue. Well,
it's a Hoffman issue.
It's a Hoffman issue directly tied to it. It's not the player, but it's like, there's issues where that's going to obviously, it's his fiancé.
But I think he was trying to hide it.
Because they knew about it. And apparently Hoffman approached Erik Karlsson like at some point later in the season saying like, I want to talk about it. Like, how do you know it's her? And they were just like, we know it's her. We know it's her. And then when this news came out, because she was trying to keep it like Erik Karlsson quiet.
Super quiet.
And the reason it came out was because she filed for a restraining order.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. But anyway, she was trying to keep it. And then all the like the other wives and girlfriends of the Ottawa Senators.
And other people that used to play with him.
Yeah, like Kyle Turris's wife or fiance. And
then same with the Hammond. Hamburger.
Everyone, yeah. They were like, oh yeah, not surprising that that lady did it. Like, well, and it's nothing but good praise for Melinda for trying to keep it private.
And they're like, you don't know how hard Melinda would have tried to keep this private. Like, she's the type of person that wouldn't want this to get out. Now, obviously, you're hearing this all through hearsay, considering the fact that we don't know any of them. But I would believe that that's true. That she didn't want anybody to hear it. It is such a circus. I'm glad the Jets didn't get Mike Hoffman now. I am. And considering the fact that Jets have one of the closest knit, like, wide groups in the league, they do. Like, the wives are.
How do we know this?
They do a lot of events together. A few of them play on the same beer league team together.
They play hockey?
Yeah.
I never want to play against them. They're going to whoop my ass. Yeah. They're so good.
Probably because their husband's going to watch.
They do come to watch sometimes.
Neat.
Yeah.
Halfway through, you're like, look up, and Dustin Byfuglien just standing there like,
yeah.
Hey, where'd you get all that Warrior? Is that a Blake Wheeler? Where'd you get those?
I would have been like, hey, if I let you dangle the crap out of me and score, can I meet Blake?
Yeah, they play in all. I'm sure they can do it all. Yeah, own. No, they do, and it's actually
that's
like,
awesome.
So yeah, a lot of them are very close, which would have just been a very weird dynamic.
I don't think he would have lasted very long.
So Mike Hoffman was traded from the Ottawa Senators to the San Jose Sharks, along with a prospect and a 5th round pick from Ottawa going to San Jose. San Jose sent another prospect along with a 6th round pick and Mikhail Bodker.
Full contract, Mikhail Bodker. Full contract.
The other thing is. Mikhail Bodker is
a case of buying high and selling.
How many points very low. Did Mikhail Bodker have last season? This is one of those like
Julius
trades.
Bergman is a prospect.
Not many, but so he had such a good year at the Avs. What 2 years ago?
Yeah,
and his stock was so high, and they bought him, and they had him for the run to the final. And he played really well, and look what happened. But I mean that's sports. That's the way it goes.
I don't blame Mikhail Bodker, but. If I'm Pierre Dorion, I understand that, like, because of all this Karlsson news that came out, like, I understand that his his trade stock would have fallen. But you're telling me that it fell that much?
That what? You traded Hoffman, arguably your best forward.
Yeah.
Besides Mark Stone, your best forward, I would say.
Yeah, but...
But you traded him for a cap dump.
When something like that happened, when this came out, he didn't have the luxury of waiting all summer to move him. He had to do it fast. You can't let that linger in your locker room. The second, if it's true or not, the second it comes in, you can't let it linger. So he had no choice. He had to act fast, and teams knew that, and teams are not going to offer up a ton when they know he has to move him. Why would you? That's the best deal he probably got. Because teams are like, well, it's strategy. The teams know that they aren't going to hang on to him, so why would they offer him a lot right out of the gate? It's strategy.
You just said something I want to mention about.
I mean, clearly the Sharks just did it for cap reasons because they dumped him right away.
You said it was the best offer only because allegedly Eugene Melnyk, one of the best owners in all of sport,
great.
At least in our sport, hockey. Apparently, he said no trades within the division.
Yeah.
And we're getting players back, not prospects or anything.
So that's
which
probably,
then in
that's
turn,
probably the
which
best
is,
deal they got.
What, 2 hours
so,
later? Not even?
No, it was... So, the way that I think this timeline works, so essentially, the Hoffman deal, Dorian had called the Panthers about him, and they said, we need a roster player. Part of this is because there is fear in Ottawa that they're not going to be able to hit the cap floor, so they needed some contract to be taken back. But this is where you could get dead contracts like the Datsyuk contract, like the Savard contract. You could trade for the Nathan Horton contract from Toronto. Like,
you we have Pierre Dorian's phone number?
No.
I have a certain NHL writer in a 500-plus games that might have a new home.
I don't think they want to do that. Because
Andrew McDonald!
Yeah, but he plays.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
I don't think they want to do that, though.
No, they don't want to pay somebody that's
not going to
play. I
don't think they're going to take on... Like, they're not a team that's going to be... Well, I mean, maybe they are rebuilding, but...
They are going to be the worst team next year, and they decided to keep their...
If Carlson's gone, then yeah, they might be. But if he's not...
Okay, Carlson's gone. We know he's gone. There's no way he stays.
You don't know that.
Fine. Hypothetically, he goes.
I would say he's probably gone.
Why did they have to... They had a choice between this year or next year, because who has their pick for the...
Colorado.
And they're taking the fourth instead of the first.
But why take on unnecessary salary that they don't need when they can get roster players who, yeah, Bodker's not going to do anything for them, but he eats up a good chunk of salary and he'll be someone to fill the spot of a young guy.
Because you need to also look at draft picks and you say, well, there's something broken here. We need to fix it.
Hey,
and you don't fix it by getting a bunch of...
Between Craig Anderson and Erik Karlsson, and if they don't sign Mark Stone, or if Mark Stone wants to leave,
they'll get...
And if Duchesne's not going to sign, I'm sure they're going to have no problem getting some draft picks.
You guys, you want to move to Ottawa? I think I could I got the chops to play in the NHL.
Okay. Yeah. So.
I'll be a dead guy.
Just a quick thing. Looks like they're spending a lot of... Dorian is spending a lot of time at the Vegas table right now. So probably talking Carlson trade. Mm-hmm.
Well, it almost happened at the deadline. So.
Ooh, that's tasty. Oh, mama. Erik Karlsson going to Vegas. Going to Vegas.
You know what's
going to
be hilarious? When they actually do worse next year with a better team.
Who? Vegas?
Vegas.
Yeah, potentially.
Vegas is going
to... They set the bar so high in their first year.
So
like, for them to do better. Yeah. Like, I'm not like... I mean, like, you know, sure, they can win the Stanley Cup, but...
Dan, they don't set the bar.
Yeah.
They are the bar!
Think about how many wins, think about how many points they had. Think about how far they were. Like, if for them to do better than that, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Then the Cup Final... The only thing further is winning it.
But,
so hard.
But even, like, they won their division. They had 112 points. They had 50, over 50 wins. Like, how? Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Best
Cup
team in the league.
Champions.
Best team in the league. Yeah, President's Trophy. Like, I mean, I don't think...
I think the biggest thing for them, as long as they're at the top, like, one or two in the Pacific all year, I don't think that anyone's going to be like... They're not going to bat an eye at it, right? If they're out of the playoffs...
I'm not saying that they're going to be bad. I'm just saying it's going to be funny because I just don't think they're going to have statistically as good of a year because they set the bar so high.
I don't think...
That's fair.
I don't think
that's a fair assessment.
And they prove to the final that if Fleury's not spectacular, they have no chance because it's exactly what happened.
That's why they're going to sign Erik Karlsson. Shutdown defender, Erik Karlsson.
He's more of an offensive defenseman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's very good at defense. Very good.
The best thing is defense.
In the same way Dustin Byfuglien is very good at defense.
He is! How dare you!
So,
Big
ol' Buffy.
Are you happy with what San Jose did? Like, just flipping Hoffman?
Absolutely.
For what was it? Second, a fourth, and a fifth?
Second, third, fifth.
They cleared cap space because they got rid of Bodker. They bought out Paul Martin. So, there's more money saved.
Yeah.
They're going after big fish. They're going after Tavares. They're going after Kovalchuk. They're going after big fish because they signed Evander Kane. You know, I think they realized that their window is, you know...
When now. They also have to figure out what they're going to do.
If their window is not already closed, it's pretty darn close. I wouldn't be surprised if Thornton comes back on like a really cheap deal for 1 year.
Of course. 1 year, like $4 million.
But...
The other thing, too, is...
I think they're going to go for it.
Oh, I think they are too. They have all the pieces in place. They have very good forward depth. They don't have like top end, which I think Evander Kane helps with. And if they can land, if they could trade for like a Max Pacioretty, he would help out their team a lot.
That's
they have a lot of potential to do very good things, but they pulled the wool over the eyes of the Ottawa Senators because Ottawa called Florida and somehow, some way, San Jose found out about it. So they called Florida. They said, well, we don't really want a roster player. We'll take picks. Florida's like, yeah, we'll take Mike Hoffman. And Florida's going to get better at
Florida probably, yeah, because San Jose, I bet you Florida called and they're like, no, we want players. And so Florida called San Jose and like, if you can figure something out, we'll take Hoffman. We'll give you this. We'll send you
this package. It was done before Hoffman even got traded to San Jose. Before the trade, like before the trade was finalized, the trade to go through back to San Jose was almost all but done from San Jose to Florida. So like literally, he got Hoffman. Maybe it was like Florida's GM. Maybe Talon was like, "Hey, if you land Hoffman, let me know, and we'll take him for this, this,
well,
and this."
I think that's
and
exactly what happened because Ottawa didn't want to directly trade him within division, but
so
he ended up there anyways. So
which caused the best joke, which made me laugh and made me also extremely excited. What do the Toronto Maple Leafs have to do to get LA to trade for Matt Duchene so that Matt Duchene could get traded to Toronto?
Oh, because they don't trade within the division.
Yeah, because they don't trade within the division,
that's
which
nice.
Is still such a stupid thing for a rebuilding team that why would you not just try to get the best players possible? It's like, look at Montreal. There you got a first round pick off of Toronto for Thomas Plekanec. Toronto didn't care about trading within division. Montreal didn't care about trading in division.
They
got
a
first round.
A first for him?
He's a first round quality player, Dan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
See,
either.
Maybe when Kevin Cherdeau decides to spice things up and make great trades, then the Jets will become elite. But until that time, it's going to be a while. No, that's full sarcasm. Obviously, you want to be.
I would have much rather give him a first round pick for Thomas Plekanec or Ryan Hartman because they're both really good. Eye roll.
First off, don't throw the heartbreaker into this. You know how I feel about him.
Oh, he's
love him.
He's an okay, like,
I would,
middle of your lineup guy. He's not a first round pick guy.
No, exactly.
He's more of a.
The
hey.
Jets gave up less for Paul Stastny than the Preds gave up for Ryan Hartman.
Yep.
Stastny was top in the top five in scoring in the playoffs until the Jets got knocked out.
I think most of the Jets were top five in scoring.
Some of them might have even still been top five.
Pretty sure Scheifele still finished what, fourth in points?
Yeah, something like that.
Second in goals.
Crazy.
One goal behind Ovi.
I knew we had a lot of goals.
So Edmonton has already started their silly season. They bought out Eric Greiba. Why would they buy out a contract? So that was this $400,000 a year that
is
sitting
2 years.
For the next 2 years that sits on their cap when they could have sent Eric Greiba down to the AHL where he would have just been buried because he had a $900,000 deal. Do you know what I do when I see a player like that in NHL? I say, okay, well, you're not doing anything on my team. I'll send you down to the AHL. Oh, you got picked up? Oh, what a shame. Now I don't have to pay you money. Oh, you didn't get picked up and your entire salary is buryable? Now I don't have to pay you that. It's not counted against my cap. How am I smarter? Me, a guy who plays NHL and streams it, by the way. Full combat on
Cheap
Twitch.
Plug. Cheap plug.
What you could say it.
Full combat on Twitch.
Okay, I'll tweet out everything.
Okay. How am I smarter than a guy that's won a freaking Stanley Cup? There has to be a reason. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. $900,000 is completely buryable for a year versus $400,000 for 2 years.
Actually, fun fact, I did just look it up because I was curious. Yeah, so Blake Wheeler finished fifth in playoffs and points. He finished second in playoffs and assists, and Mark Scheifele finished second in playoffs and goals.
Okay, cool.
Like, that's like the whole playoffs.
Cool.
What?
Cool, cool.
Why are you saying cool, cool, cool?
No, just that. Those stats.
Oh, that's their madness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The other thing is apparently...
I heard they're trying to dump Draisaitl. Or trying to trade
No. Draisaitl's not on the trade.
No, they're not going to admit
that. Oh, okay. No, that was...
No. It's Oscar Klefbom. The best contract they have signed. They want to move. Peter Chiarelli is literally... I don't know how he has to drop. I don't know. Because
he won a Stanley Cup and he's just...
I don't get it. Like, just Edmonton, you want to be good. You have the best player in the world on your team. How can you waste him? How? Look at everyone else is figuring it out. I love the fact that Canadian teams have literally the stupidest GMs. Four of the seven Canadian teams have incompetent GMs. And you can even argue five.
Including in this.
Benning?
Yep.
How dare you? How dare you?
Friend of the show, Jim Benning.
That's better.
Peter Chiarelli.
Absolutely.
Pierre Dorion.
Oh, yeah.
And
Bergeron.
Mark Bergeron.
Right. Yeah.
More than 50% of this hockey mecca, we don't know how to sign front office staff. Winnipeg.
Their cap doesn't even hit the cap. What are you doing?
Winnipeg has been in the league. This will be their 8th offseason. They've had Kevin Cheveldale for 8 all offseasons. Has he made a dumb move yet? Except maybe getting John Oduya or Alexei Ponikarovsky. Did that cost them anything? No.
No, he makes smart deals.
I was going to say...
Go with conservatism! It's really smart instead of rash, brash moves that make no sense.
Well, it's smart, but... It's smart this year, but the 7 years before this, everyone's pulling their hair out saying, when's this going to get better? So,
but
patience is a virtue.
Patience is a virtue. It is. Where he had patience, ownership had patience, coaching had patience, it worked out in Winnipeg. Where the other markets don't have patience and they lose their freaking minds.
Yep. Chiarelli like and Bergevin, I forgot, they told me way back in the day they called
me. Oh, they did?
They actually have tattoos across their shoulders on the get-together. It's Rash and the other one's Brash.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, Rash, I'm Brash.
I thought one was tire, the other would be fire.
That's what everyone jokes about.
Because they bring that wherever they go.
They are a tire fire.
They're...
It's terrifying. Like
the turnaround Don Sweeney has done with the Boston Bruins, unbelievable. And apparently... Corey Krug and Oscar Klefbom are on the trade, that's kind of the trade talk right now, potentially.
Why would Boston do that?
For the 10th overall pick now, Dan. Because Edmonton does not want that pick, because it's not a first overall. So they don't know who to pick.
Who is their scout? How many scouts do they have? Are we their scouts?
Kevin Lowe is their scout, because they got their son. And they got a guy named Nolan Vesey, who's definitely going to play. Definitely going to play. They are missing so... Go to their cat friendly right now.
Who?
Edmonton. Tell me who they have under contract right now. Because I think they have maybe 8 forwards under contract.
If the link doesn't work, it's because they're paying cat friendly not to let people go. Yeah.
Okay. They actually crashed the server.
Yeah, don't.
Right for the draft.
Get out of here.
Doesn't work.
No one getting in. Hey.
I want to see if there's anything else. How many forwards do they have under contract?
Like going into next year.
Going into next year.
Okay.
10.
Okay. So
they have Ryan Strome, Slepyshev, and some other guy who are RFAs, and then Mike Kemmler is a UFA. But next year they have 4 more guys who are RFAs. Forwards. This is just forwards.
So they have 6 forwards signed.
Okay, but go through their forwards. Tell me how many of them are household names. R&H. I can tell you 3 of them.
We can name 4 all of them.
Well, they got
Okay, so they've got Puljujärvi, they have McDavid, Draisaitl,
R&H,
Lucic. R&H. I can name 5.
Drake Kajula, maybe?
Well, here, let me just...
Oh, wow! Household name,
hey, Drake Kajula. Hey, I said I could name...
Let me read it off for you. So, it starts off good. Connor McDavid. Then Leon Draisaitl.
How much is Draisaitl making?
Milan Lucic. Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Guess who number 5 is on their depth? Zach Kassian. Yeah.
Oh no!
They go from... Connor makes 12.5. Draisaitl, 8.5. Lucic, 6. Nugent Hopkins, 6. Then they dip down to Kassian at 1.9.
They have no secondary scoring
in between.
What's their cap hit right now?
Like with the guys they have
going into next year.
As a team, owner of the team.
68. So they got like...
They got $10
million. $11 million?
Oh, yeah. 79.5.
Yeah.
And who else do they have to sign right now?
They have 3 UFA forwards. Darnell Nurse is an RFA.
Dude, it's over. You don't need to name anything else. They have to sign 4 forwards and Darnell Nurse.
All 3 of their goalies are UFAs after this year.
As in they're UFAs right now? Or?
No, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Their D are signed for a while.
Well, yeah, because they signed, what's his face?
Sakara?
Chris Russell.
Sakara for way too long. Chris Russell for way too long. What's Oscar Klefbom's cap hit? 4.1?
4.1 until 2022-2023.
Classic episode, Last Man In. You lost your mind about that contract, and it turns out to be the best one they have!
Yeah. Well, but they probably did what...
Duncan Keith
did. The Jets are going to do with Josh Morrissey when anybody outside of Winnipeg is going to be like, who the hell's Josh Morrissey?
Wow.
Whereas we watch him and we're like, yeah, no, that's a good deal. 3 years from now, you're going to say that's a good deal.
Yeah. So this Oscar Klefbom deal, which is easily... Because
we all shit on it when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's easily the best deal.
It was an entire episode.
Easily best deal on their team. They're looking at trading that to bring in a defenseman that's going to cost them more money. Like, they are going to essentially potentially spend, like, close to $30 million on, like, 4 guys. Lucic, Draisaitl, McDavid, and, like, the defenseman they bring in. Like, how obscene is this?
How far they have fallen?
It would fall.
Okay,
never
so
been
last
good.
Year, last year we yeah, picked them. Really... We picked them to come out of the Western Conference last year.
They
yeah.
look,
do
oh,
do
yeah,
any of us,
good.
Any of us, pick them to even make the playoffs next year?
Not with confidence.
Who's it? The Pacific?
Yeah. Because I would actually pick them last place in the Pacific. I would say that Vancouver might be better than them next year.
And Arizona, though? No. And Arizona?
Arizona just got Galchenyuk. They're going to have another year older Clayton Keller. They have
Kiefer Bellows.
They're going to have Lawson Crouse.
Let me put
they have
it
Jacob
this way.
Chychrun, Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
Let me put it this way.
And a high pick.
They're not better than Vegas.
And Dylan Strome.
They're not better than the Sharks. The Kings are getting better. They're not better than those three teams. Those were the three
and the Knights.
Teams.
Are they better than Vegas?
Yeah,
oh, you just said Knights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anaheim, I don't know. I mean, they probably got another year or two left where they're decent.
Well, the thing with Anaheim is...
With confidence, I cannot say that they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't surprise me if they somehow do, but... Okay. Yeah, with confidence, I cannot
Let's say. Quickly move to the draft now, which happens right now. First pick is not till 7 p.m., I don't think.
Okay.
Because so I have not seen a pick come through yet.
Spoiler alert. It's Andrei Shvetnikov. I know it. I feel
you know what I'm excited for? Andrei Shvetnikov to become a member of the Carolina Hurricanes.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be great because they're only going to get better. And you know what they're apparently doing? They're apparently
shopping
making,
Jeff Skinner.
They're shopping Jeff Skinner and Justin Falk right now.
And
because they have so many young forwards.
Justin Falk.
Noah Hanifin.
Elias Lindholm. They apparently are having a hard time agreeing on a contract.
Greg's loot. His eyes are so big.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Oh, wait. Now that Lou's gone, are the fun numbers coming back?
The fun numbers coming back. Fun numbers coming back.
Is Nylander switching?
No.
Come on!
He needs
92.
He needs 92.
He needs it! He needs it! Give me the
instant jersey. Instant jersey.
Absolutely.
I wonder if Marner would change his
jersey. What's happening? So Tavares?
No, Marner would stay 16.
So if Tavares stays
Part of his contract will be, I need to have 91.
Yeah.
That would be in his contract.
But then Barzal can't have the Guy Fawkes Frenchman facial hair.
So dumb.
Why is Lou in hockey?
He's old. Oh, Lou Lamoriello. I think we missed that too. Lou Lamoriello is officially the GM of the Islanders.
I thought president as well.
President. But then he fired the GM and the coach. And
like,
he hired himself.
They're like, Lou, we're going to bring you in. Don't change it in the first year. He's like, got it. Yeah, and then 2 days later.
Hey, you see? Hey, Goss, get in here. Goss, come here. And who's their coach? Doug. Dougie and Goss, get in here. They're at their homes. Get them on this face thing. Kyle showed me how to do it. It's on my phone. You mean FaceTime? Yeah, put it the face thing. You was neat. Hey, Goss, how's your day going? Oh, you're on the course. Okay, well, you're going to stay there because you're fired. And then Doug, why am I here? You're also fired. My family's here. My father's in dinner. You're fired. All right, hang up. Call John. Call Tavares. No, you're talking to a pager. Lou, you're talking to a pager. Get the face thing again! Yeah, Lou Lamoriello's taking over. He's the president of Hockey Ops. Yeah, he fired Gar Snow and Doug Waite. He hired Barry Trotz. He'll be the GM. And yeah, we know as of right at the start of the show, Tavares is announcing his decision tomorrow. Because it's so early, I bet he's going back and it sucks.
Okay, guys. What's the one announcement you were waiting for to hear?
Is it the Coyotes' third jersey?
It's the Coyotes' third jersey.
It's the old one.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah! Dude, really?
Yes!
Yes! Yes! What is this? What is this?
Like the hideously ugly,
look,
but beautiful.
Look, Cam.
Dude!
Look, Cam.
What's it called? The Kachina! The Kachina jersey's back! Oh, dude! Dude!
How are you not excited?
I want one! I want to get me one of those!
Hey,
are sweet!
Let's get Alex Galchenyuk ones.
Why not, dude? Hey, I thought of Galchenyuk. The first player I thought of was Galchenyuk. 27's a great number. Great number! Ooh, ooh, that's sweet! Look at all these good things happening. Ah, my goodness. Oh, yeah, so wait. You want Elias Lindholm on the Leafs? Okay, I didn't want to do this. Let's make a three-way trade, okay? Carolina, they're going to need some defense.
Okay.
So we'll send NHL veteran Fragment Plus Games, Andrew McDonald, to Carolina. Greg's shaking. Why are you so excited?
Why are you?
He's shaking.
I'm so happy about that
Why
jersey.
Why are you on the Andrew McDonald thing? Nobody wants him.
There's 1 year left to take him. Come on.
I want to hear this.
The only team dumb enough to want him has him.
I bet there's a way.
Fighting words.
There's a way.
Okay.
There has to be a way.
No. Hold on. Stick with me.
Okay.
Okay. Justin Falk is coming to Philly. Okay.
No.
Nope. Wait. You're getting Elias.
Andrew
McDonald. I'm not done yet.
No, there's a way we get Justin and Elias.
Fine. You want there's Justin and Elias?
No. Yeah, there's a way. You know how?
Fine. I get Carolina's pick. Second overall. It's going to have to happen.
No.
Real quick.
What the? Just why are you giving up Wayne Simmons?
Yeah.
And Andrew McDonald?
And both of our first rounds.
And Haig.
Fine. Deal.
And any.
No, don't say Pro and. Bro. Don't keep and.
No, Provorov.
Fine, I get Nylander now, too.
No.
Yep.
No, you don't get shit from the Leafs.
If I give up Provorov, I get Nylander.
No, you don't get shit from the Leafs.
What do you mean?
You don't get shit from them.
Shut your mouth, you get shit from the Leafs. Well, then.
Speaking of
trade
which.
Off. Go ahead.
It's time to check in with someone.
Oh, is
someone
it?
Who's been a very good friend of the show. Jim Benning, welcome back.
Wow, thanks for having me, boys. It's pretty good. It's pretty good to be back, you know? It's, what day is it? I keep getting missed phone calls. I don't know. I'm on the course. Piss off. Like, who's calling?
It's Friday, Jim. Wow, you're hammering that bottle. I can hear it through the phone.
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. I drink Jack Daniels because it's the same name as mine. I meant
it's not your name.
Jim Beam. My bad, Jim Beam.
There you go. We have to ask you, with the draft upcoming next week.
Wait, hold on. I just want to say, Ole's not returning my calls. He said he had surgery. He's not ready for the NHL anymore. What's
Ole
going
who?
On? You know I can't say his name. There's too many vowels in there, you know?
Why did you draft him in the first place?
Well, secret time, I lost a bet. And then I flipped a coin, and they were like, hey, take this Ole kid. He's really good. Not good.
So here's my question. With draft upcoming, what are you looking to get? Are you looking to trade your first pick? Or are you
what's our pick anyway?
Seventh overall.
Wow, that's pretty good. I like seven.
Yeah. Right now it's listed as the seventh most likely thing to get traded on the TSN trade board.
Who would you think I should pick? Because I fired all my scouts, so I don't really.
It's tough. There's a guy you probably wouldn't like him.
Does he make? What's his skills on cocktail weenies? You know I love him.
He's got mad skills on cocktail weenies.
What is mad skills? He makes them angry. I don't want them cut up. I don't like those.
They're well made. He makes them well.
Okay. Does he make it with like the water and it sits around?
Yes.
Now, secret time. Have you ever eat all the cocktail weenies and then you have the water and you drink it and it's hot dog soup?
No, I've never done that.
Too good. Not gonna lie.
That's the good stuff.
I like mixing my Jim Beam at that in the morning. It's pretty nice.
So, Jim. You know the draft's next week, right?
Next week?
Yeah.
I thought it's today.
Oh, I'm shocked. I was trying to trick you and see if you believe.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you run a team.
I thought you were on the golf course, though.
I am on a golf course.
Like, shouldn't you be on the draft floor?
It's a power move, Greg. I'm
Jim,
in charge.
Jim,
your power
17
move.
Minutes. You have 17 minutes to get to Dallas.
Hey, you know what? Lou?
They need you.
Hold on. I talked to Lou, and Lou said you can yell at this screen.
Who's Lou?
Louie.
Louis who? Domingue?
Louis
Amarello. No, Tampa Bay just signed him for two years at 1.35
Louis Amarello. Louis Amarello. That guy.
You mean Lou Lamorello?
Louis Amarello.
Stop. Get your mind off of alcohol, Jim. You need help.
I'm lost in
You need help.
I'm lost in the sauce. Like Gucci Mane.
Who are you trading the seventh overall pick to? Who?
Philly said they have a pretty good defenseman.
Oh, my God.
They said he's an NHL fighter in 500 plus games. It's tempting. And they just gave up one of those. And Lucas Abisa, I didn't want to lose another one. And they surprisingly were the same number. So I thought it was a good deal. I kept his jersey in the back.
His name is a lot longer, though.
How many vowels?
There's a lot of vowels in Provorov.
No, it's... I think it's Andrew...
Are you buying steak in like Big Macs or what?
I don't buy Big Macs, I buy Pogos. They're actually big cocktail weenies. Fun fact, there's more to life than I've been making my hot dogs four cocktail weenies long at a time. When you could just buy a full size hot dog. Who knew? It's incredible.
Okay, Jim. You know, we always like having you on, but this is our last show. So we wanted to say thank you for entertaining us for years. We're really upset about the not returned holiday cards. And we're also upset that you continue to try to make Vancouver better when you should just accept the fact that the Canucks do not deserve to ever be good again.
The Canucks will be great again one day. I don't know when that'll be.
Is that kind of like after you get fired?
I mean, honestly, I thought I'd been fired 3 or 4 times, and I keep showing up to the office, and more cocktail weenies and cocktail hot dog weenie soup. It's delicious.
Okay, well, Jim, we appreciate you coming on, as always. Good luck at the draft. Hopefully you make a move. I just remember that alcoholism is a choice, and there's always help out there.
Thanks,
first step is admitting that you have a problem.
I don't have a problem. You listen to me. Listen to me, Red. Did he hang up?
Yeah. I had to hang him up. I did not want to listen to him any longer.
Guys, what did I miss? What happened there?
Our good old friend.
Jimmy came by again? Come on. Yeah. What? I missed him?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I know. You even tried to make him cocktail weenies. He never got those in the mail.
He told me this weird insider trading that he didn't know that hot dogs were like full length. So he's making 4 hot mini cocktail weenies, 4 long and a dog. That would make more sense if they'd be more biteable. I might try that actually. It's kind of weird. Damn, you don't like 4 wide cocktail weenie dogs?
There's enough wiener talk, and I feel like whatever I say is not going to sound good. So.
Okay, last thing, quick touch on awards, quickly. Hart went to Taylor Hall. Calder went to Matt Barzal. Vezina went to Pekka Rinne. Jack Adams obviously went to Gerard Gallant. The GM of the year, I believe, went to McPhee. Trying to think of other major ones. Masterton obviously went to Brian Boyle.
Norris
went to
Victor Hedman. Sniped it, finally.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else won. I know William Carlson won most generally.
Vegas won everything, because it's Vegas.
Are you bitter about it?
Not bitter.
They did host the awards.
They hosted every year.
The only one that was a farce was the Marc Messier one, because Blake Wheeler was the only captain actually nominated for the award, and they gave it to Derek Englund.
But it's a leadership award. You don't necessarily have to be a captain.
It's we're in Vegas. We're going to give this meaningless trophy to the Vegas
captain. Hey,
Vegas,
you know what? Let's doesn't have it.
A captain, so that would be the roundabout way.
Yeah. But
see if Wayne Simmons won.
He can have it. Well, the only thing he's ever going to win.
I'm sure Wheeler will be nominated again for a leadership award in any like community.
At the end of the day, I mean, it's whatever. But I just think that one was a farce.
So we will end the show with a cliffhanger. Thank you guys very much for watching and listening. If you want to get in touch with our show and just even reach out to us, say that you listened, lastminutepc@gmail.com or at lastminutepc on Twitter. You can always check us out on YouTube. And
Last Men in PC again.
Last Men in Podcast on YouTube.
Last Men in Podcast.
And then, if you want to take the podcast on the go with you, reminisce of the old times. Last Men in Podcast anywhere you take your podcasts.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you to everyone who's ever listened. I'll never forget. Remember our first comment from Brett Doan.
I will remember
in
that.
Wisconsin. And he's like, I found you guys because I went on a camping trip with my buddies, and then we were in Canada or something like that, and we were talking about Oreo ice caps, and that's what brought him in. And then Nick in Connecticut for all your intros and all the sound drops. That was fantastic over the years.
Yeah, thank you for all your work there, Nick. We really appreciate it. Thank you everyone who's listened. Thank you to everyone who's come on to guest.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that be Matt, Stefan, Tyler.
Carrie, Kevin.
Other Tyler, Carrie, Kevin. We've had a lot of guests over the years, but we thank everyone.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Dan, any closing words?
No, it's been fun.
Okay, Buffalo is on the clock.